Welcome back, Jack and Tom Show, 1320 at WILS. I'm Tom Crawford. Dave Benton in for Jack Ebling, who is we've had him on a couple times today. We're going to have him one more time as he heads to State College from Philadelphia on a quick puddle jumper. But happy to bring in one of my good friends, John Johnson, Director of Communications, Michigan High School Athletic Association. One busy lad, Dave.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's halfway done. Four to go. And JJ, taking a deep breath yet?
Yeah, took a deep breath. And just right now, just overlooking the vastness of Ford Field. You know, the workers are just starting to come in right now. They're setting the cones for the yard markers on the sidelines. And, you know, you wouldn't believe that, you know, at midnight last night, you know, they were picking up all the trash and getting this, you know, the place looked like it had had four football games. But today it's pristine, ready for a fresh crowd and ready for a fresh day of championships.
Okay, yeah, I want to ask you your evaluation on this question that just came to mind when I'm watching last night. Today, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State. Now all of a sudden you have this sacred Thanksgiving weekend where I'm wrapping myself around high school football. Now you have this intrusion. Do you think that's going to affect attendance? And what do you think the impact's going to be on that, JJ?
Well, I think the majority of our crowd still, Tom, are those that come from the communities. We've run into this before. There were, I think, one instance in the 80s and I think once in the 90s, something like that, where there was some kind of a calendar shift. And it ended up that the Big Ten finished its season on Thanksgiving weekend. And, you know, we ran the numbers on it, and, you know, the numbers were stable as far as, you know, comparing the attendance from one year to the next when there was the Michigan-Michigan State game, and for that matter, when the Michigan-Ohio State game. And, in fact, I believe in one of those years, the game was in Ann Arbor. And, you know, we didn't see any kind of a dip or a bump, you know, associated with the fact that that game was taking place. And so, you know, we'll just cross our fingers and hope for the best. And these are just things sometimes you can't do anything about. We got to be here on Thanksgiving weekend. College football has made a commitment to, you know, 12-game schedule. And shifting things because they think that that's the right way to do business. And, you know, everything just finds a way to coexist.
John, this is Dave. In terms of scheduling overall from year to year, what goes into the thought process of how you place divisions at what times each day?
Well, it's always been, for the most part, the smallest divisions of the day play the first game of the day. Smallest crowds, you're opening up the building, you're trying to ease your way a little bit into the day. Quite often you have one of those teams in that game coming from some distance. And that's what happens when you play in the bookend games, is that, you know, somebody's going to have an overnight. And, you know, that certainly was the case yesterday. Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart came down here on Thursday night. Stayed out at the Marriott out in Southfield before coming down, you know, for its game, and I believe Saugatuck came over as well. So then you move up 1 o'clock, is your big school game, you know, that day. You know, these are people with, you know, for the most part, you know, shorter drives but larger crowds. So you always try to stagger things, you know, going small, large, small, large, to help you with your ingress and your egress of your crowds. Then your 4:30 game, you know, that is usually servicing teams that, you know, can drive in and drive out as well. And, you know, a little twist, though, with this one. Today we have, we've got Ishpeming, I'm sorry, playing the earlier game. So we don't have a UP team playing in that Division V game. We've had Menominee before in that game. And then Class B schools, again, probably the closest drives of any in the group. And so those are the games that end up in Divisions 3 and 4. And so, you know, that's the pattern that that goes into that every year. And, you know, people seem to be happy with that mix. You get a little shout-out when, you know, say a community has multiple teams, which certainly could have been the case. Say, let's say Mount Pleasant had beaten East Grand Rapids, you know, in the Division 3 semifinals last week. You know, you would have Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart playing the first game of the weekend, and Mount Pleasant High playing the last. You know, people say, hey, why can't you couple that up? But, you know, that's something that, you know, our football committee and, of course, our board, you know, you can't do anything about that once you get that close because too many plans have been made. And so they don't give us the latitude to, you know, to schedule things after the, you know, after all the teams are set for the finals in that way. That would actually cause a little, probably more chaos. It would cause more problems than it would cure.
We're talking to John Johnson, Director of Communications, Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ, I'm a viewer every year, all the games, all eight of the games on television. I think you've done a great job. And last night I'm watching it, and I took the self-discipline last night. I didn't listen to the other radio station to find out how Williamson had done in that game or stayed off the internet. And I watched it at 10 o'clock, and I got over at 12:45. And that works for me. But is there any way, not to get in this complaint situation, because I think you've done a fantastic job, where you could park that evening game like EGR will be tonight at another station where you can see it live? Has there been any thought process on that?
Well, we're kind of at the mercy of where we are in the food chain with Fox Sports and the bandwidth that they have available to do that. And last night there was the Pistons and the Red Wings playing in the evening. And that's one of the things that we have to acquiesce to the economics of the business. You know, those are games that the Pistons, not the Pistons, Fox has paid, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to acquire the rights to. And they have, you know, much more in that in the advertising into that. So, you know, that's one when, you know, we get into July and August, and I'll, one thing I do every day is just wait for the Pistons and the Red Wings schedule and to come out and cross my fingers that, you know, maybe there is some way around this conflict. And we're actually quite lucky this year that we didn't have two games gypped because of the Pistons and the Wings. And we're fortunate that Fox now has an alternate channel because once upon a time it wasn't like that.
That's right.
And so, you know, this is probably as good as it gets because there isn't anybody else lining up out there saying we'll give you a better deal.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you've got a tradition. You got the same. You got Johnny Wagner's of the world, Rob Rubix. You're doing a great. You're getting the same guys coming back, and so it's almost like you have a brand, a voice of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And I think the television coverage is outstanding. I could tell the crowd shots that Williamson, for example, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, big time crowds. I mean, you can tell that the fervor's in the building and the people that really care are there, and you're getting some other people as well.
Yeah, and you know, you have a situation like a Williamson where, you know, there were people from all kinds of communities, you know, following the Hornets down last night. You know, it'll happen again today with you know, the different teams, particularly those who come from a community where the school team is it. You know, where there's not as much attention being called for by, you know, by other things. You know, everybody follows their community team, and people from nearby communities, you know, like to hop on board and ride the bandwagon at this time of year.
John, just looking at it from year to year, I'm sure that you make tweaks each year as you see how things happen. What kind of things have you noticed during this year's event that you might want to tweak for next year?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we have to look at for next year, Dave, is how do we play five football games in one day? Because that could be on the horizon because, you know, there's a strong feeling that eight-man football will have its own division.
Really? Wow.
Of tournament in a year from now. And the decisions have to be made as to whether or not it would be incorporated into the existing event here at Ford Field.
Is it the same size fields for eight-man?
Yeah. They do it in Texas. I've seen it.
Texas is six-man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're six-man.
And the field is even smaller for that than eight-man. And you have some things that you're allowed to do with the field. But right now, schools have chosen to have dimensions that are not longer but narrower. And part of that is that you have some schools which are reviving football, bringing it back, already have an existing field. You have some schools which have to rent facilities to play at, and it's kind of hard to get them to pick up the goalposts to move them in. And so, you know, we go with a field that, so I think it's about probably 15 to 20 yards narrower than the 53-yard field. But right now we're nearly at the threshold level of commitments for next year. And if we get 20 teams to commit to eight-man football, we'll have a separate division. It'll be a four-week, 16-team tournament. But you know, between now and April 1st, we'll see if we pick up what we need to get over the hump in that regard. But for the most part, things here at Ford Field, you know, run, you know, pretty well. Some of the issues that we've encountered over time have been worked out, and you know, it's you know, we think that we've got a pretty good deal here, and we're on a multi-year contract with the building.
You know, JJ, I'm not surprised that was going to happen. I mean, we're always dealing with declining enrollments, and some of these teams, you know, you're seeing you know, maybe five guys on the sidelines, 11 guys on the playing field. So that part doesn't surprise me. I can attest, I've seen. Yes, sir, indeed, I stand corrected. It was six-man football in Texas. You're talking scores 84-75. It's like Michigan's playing Illinois, basically.
Well, you know, it is a very much wide-open game, the eight-man game is, and it does tend to be a little higher scoring than its 11-man counterpart. But, you know, you take a look at some of our games yesterday, you know, ended up being shootouts. You know, Sacred Heart puts 42 on the board, Harrison and Lowell. You know, they get 66 points between them, and Ithaca and Monroe St. Mary put up 80. And then, of course, you know, you stayed up, Tom, until the wee hours of the morning. From beginning to the end of that broadcast last night was 2 hours and 45 minutes. The nature of the game now is, you know, with more passing and more scoring, we're ending up with longer games. You know, the average high school game now is pushing somewhere around 2 hours and 10 minutes, 2 hours and 15 minutes to complete.
Wow, unbelievable. And before I let you go, I mean, you are a proud graduate of Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And don't ask me the next question. I hardly saw any of that game yesterday. The only way I was able to keep up with it, I was walking around and I had it on my handheld because I was able to get the stream from FoxSportsDetroit.com. And so that's how I kept up with the game as I was moving around the stadium yesterday.
Well, that shows you how, Dave, how John Johnson is wrapped around logistics and making sure everything goes right. You do a fantastic job, JJ. Good luck today. We'll be watching. I'll be on monitors 2 and 3. I'll be watching it today as I watch college football, but certainly appreciate you being on Jack and Tom this morning.
You mean we're not on your big 10-foot screen today, Tom? I don't believe that.
No, it's going to be a parked over. You know, there's a couple other college games, but I'll be all over tonight and be watching tonight, EGR. That'll be a great game, obviously, and looking forward to that as well. So thanks so much for being on. Good luck today.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, take care. John Johnson, Director of Communications, Michigan High School Athletic Association. We'll be right back. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.